Oh yeah, me too. I'm in Vancouver.
Nice.
Which part of Canada are you in?
I'm from Toronto, actually.
Ah, nice. So I'll give you a rundown of pretty much who we are. So we're the Altcoin Ninjas.
Yeah. I feel like I already.
Oh.
I think I've seen you on Instagram. Yeah. Yes, I have.
Yeah, so we have our main area is Discord, and we have 5,000 members there, and Facebook and Instagram and a website. But we're pretty much we're just pretty much an organization discussing everything about cryptocurrencies. We send out signals. We're one of the top signalers in on CryptoHopper. And we just have a fun community that everybody brings a little bit something to the table. So
yeah, that's awesome, man. The crypto community is great. I love it.
Yeah, so we have a lot of fun. So that's what we do. I run the organization, and a lot of fun. So
that's good, bro.
Our first day today on Anchor. We're an hour old.
Yeah, I'm about 2 minutes old, actually. I make some YouTube videos here and there. I also have an Instagram and a Twitter.
Yeah.
But I'm just starting, so you know what? I said might as well just get out here, make my outreach to as many people as possible, and I'll just go from there.
Yeah, like come join us in Discord. We have like a lot of airdrops. So a lot of members, they get like 10 to 15 bucks a month for just being in the chat from the airdrop. So we did a Flash airdrop. We did a iOS airdrop. So right now, I think we have a Timec airdrop, a Hodler airdrop, and a whole bunch of some cool airdrops from all the coin owners.
Right.
So, yeah, you should just come pop in. We have a lot of good people. And,
I will for sure.
Right? Collect.
Altcoin underscore ninjas, that's you, right?
Yeah. So if you look us up on Facebook, there'll be a link for Discord. Mm-hmm. And then once you enter Discord, and then that's where all the airdrops are and a lot of the information. We also have fantasy crypto, so you get to practice trading.
Oh, and me and my buddy are actually thinking about doing something like that as well.
Yeah, we have fantasy crypto in Discord. So every 2 weeks, somebody wins $100. So
awesome.
whoever trades. And then we also have a monthly pick. So you pick one coin beginning of the month, and then whosoever coin gains the most percentage wins $100. So nice. Some fun stuff. So yeah, that's who we are. Later on down the road, we're developing developing our own token.
Right.
So yeah, we're pretty excited about all this stuff.
That's good, man. That's good. Oh, I see you're even following me on Instagram as well. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
The only reason I found Anchor was I think it was a commercial on YouTube from Gary V.
Yeah, Gary V. That's how I got into it as well.
Yeah, he was talking about it. So I just thought hey, just check it out what it is, right? And
why not?
It's pretty cool, right? It's pretty fun.
I really like the aspect that you can just find someone anywhere around the world and just really start co-hosting. So, I mean, if you're trying to do a podcast that you want to just put on people randomly without having to get them beforehand and having to go out there and find them yourself, they'll just come to you. That's really awesome.
No, and I think it's just it's pretty much anything that you're interested in, you could just find that person, right?
And just talk to them.
And just talk to them. So it doesn't matter what you want. Like, if I want to look for a fitness instructor, I would just go look for somebody in fitness, right? And ask them a whole bunch. It's pretty much calling random people.
100%. Hey, man, do you have a YouTube channel by any chance?
Your YouTube channel?
So do you have one?
We have one. We're not too active yet. So we're
what is it?
Well, it's the same thing. It's the altcoin ninjas.
Altcoin ninjas.
Right now, we just have a lot of, we have, it's main thing, just our marketing stuff. But we have
four videos.
Yeah, we haven't really done anything too big there yet.
Just drop your subscribe, man. We should duo for a video, man.
I should do a video. We're like we're only about we're about 2.5 months old now. So
yeah,
we have a lot going on, right? And like all our members, yeah, they want me to start doing a lot more videos. I'm just waiting to have like, you know, all my things in order, right, for our company.
Right.
And then I'm going to start hitting the videos full time, right?
Awesome.
I think that's the way to go. Start like recording daily life activities and how we trade, right? Because we trade big time. Like for me, I started cryptocurrency because I used to mine Litecoin 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and I thought it was worthless.
Oh, wow. You've been in the game for a while then, right?
So I used to own 3 Petro-Canadas in Jasper, Alberta, and yeah, Hinton, Alberta. Well, I had 7 businesses. I bought my first business at 19. I was at Petro-Canada. And then in Alberta, I had 7. And then I used to mine Litecoin, and I don't even know why. It was like worthless. And then I mined it for like 2 years until they caught on fire, the video cards.
Uh-huh.
And then I just pulled them out on Christmas of 2017. And I plugged in the hard drive, and I was like, holy fuck. Right?
I can imagine. Oh my God.
There's millions of dollars in like just sitting in hard drives. Right?
Crazy.
Yeah, because back then you could mine Litecoin and you can get like 15 to 20 a week on each miner.
Wow. That's crazy.
That's crazy, right?
See, me, I just started into crypto about like in December, but I feel like I'm learning fast. And it's crazy, man, because like a lot of people, they really want to go into it, but they're just a little too scared to take the leap for whatever reason.
Well,
and man, once I got in, like, I was just shocked at how many people wanted my advice.
Yeah.
And at the same time, they just want you to do everything for them. They just say, hey, man, if I give you this much money, how much can I make in a month or a week? Things like that. Nobody wants to just take that step and learn themselves.
Yeah. And the biggest thing is what you realize is when I used to mine Litecoin 5 years ago, everybody thought I was stupid. And on secondly, like, because these computers are massive. So when Petro-Canada head office would come to my gas station, they would say, what the hell are you doing? Like, what is that? It's stupid.
Yeah.
Right? But now the attitude changed a little bit. It's just a bit. Because people are still – they need the government or somebody else to tell them, hey, this is
acceptable. That is a good
thing. But when that happens, the price will be 100 times of what it is.
Exactly.
Right?
I just look at it like we're all just pioneers right now, you know?
It's a pioneer stage, it's right? Like, yeah.
It's like when you had a chance to invest into like Netflix and Google and Uber, right?
Yeah.
Like this 100%. Is Netflix and Uber and stuff like that. So, or even the Amazons of the world, right? Like people are just passing up on it. And there's so many coins that are just so undervalued, which I can see like 200 times from where they are now today. It's just crazy.
Yeah, 100%. So they're very undervalued and people will follow other people. So it takes a lot of guts to say, you know what? I have 100 grand in the bank. I'm going to put 50 grand in Ripple, right? It takes a lot of guts.
Right? Yo, honestly, as much as I hate Ripple, it's actually like, I think it's going to catch on fire this year.
Yeah.
Like, just because like, it's look at like 2018 is going to be the year of regulations, and what better coin to invest in than the one that's in with all the regulators and has all of its support, right?
See, the good thing is, like, even if Ripple picks up and it's regulated, there's still going to be a market for, like, other coins, right? Because,
100%.
Yeah, I'm assuming in the next, 10 years, all cash will be gone, right? Because cash is the most dangerous. Cash is what gets people mugged. Cash is what gets you robbed. Cash is the number one tool for terrorists. Cash is, like, the one thing that people get killed for. So that's going to be gone. So people are still going to want privacy coins, right? To do like, you know, do this work for me. I'll pay you $500 or whatever the coin is, right? So even if Ripple's picked up by the banks, there's still like so much room for so many other coins, right?
Oh, for sure. See, my thing is like, if you're new to the space, I feel like a lot of the new money is going to go towards Ripple just because when these banks start doing like little crypto funds, and Ripple is going to be the one that's backed by almost all these banks. So that's where a lot of the money is going to go from hedge funds, whatever the case may be.
And the popularity of it, right? I don't know if you're going
to... But man, that is a fantastic one.
Yeah, and then also like Ripple is like really marketable. So a lot of people... They know Bitcoin, they've heard about Ripple, right? They've heard about, oh, Ripple went to $4 during Christmas. People were all talking about it, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think 2018 is going to be the year of Ripple. I think ADA just became a trading pair on Binance, which is a big step for them.
I don't like Cardano, to be honest with you, man.
Well, I personally don't invest in it. I don't like it. I don't like the guy with the beard. I call him the guy with the beard because the only kind of beard he should have is a stress beard when you're managing a project like that.
Yeah, it's the crazy one, man. They have a lot to do. I don't see how they're gonna get it done, to be honest.
They got a lot to do, and you know, like I like Stellar. I like XLM. I think XLM does a lot of things that are already working off it.
Right? Yeah.
Tron is, I think, personally, that it's a scam, 100%.
I do as well, but honestly, I don't know if you heard about that Real Estate Wealth Expo and the Bitcoin one in Toronto.
No.
Yeah, so I went to that like two weekends ago, and I met Brock Pierce, right?
Yeah.
And I had like a nice extensive conversation with him, which is very nice because for some reason, no one really knew who he was when I saw him in the lobby. So I got to talk to him for about 10, 20 minutes, and I just unloaded. I just picked his brain. And I asked him about Tron because I don't like it as a coin, but he said, like, he told me, he's like, Jazz, honestly, there's a lot of coins that aren't good and they don't really have much adoptability. There are better technological coins. But he told me, he's like, honestly, 70%, like a coin could be more technologically advanced than all of them out there. But if it does not have the community to back it, it won't do anything. And that's what he was saying. Justin does a great job of building the Tron community, and that's why it's going to continue to be successful. And he has a great
That's a good point. That's why Justin is so concerned when he wants to be in the top 10 of the coin market caps, right? Because he wants to stay relevant in the space, right? He wants to build that community. So even if his product is shit, it's because so many people have picked it up already that another product would have to be like 100 times better for them to change over.
That's true, man. And a lot of people don't have that knowledge yet to really justify what is a scam and what is not, right? So
it's impossible. Like in my organization, 80% of our comments is like unbelievable on how people get scammed, right? Like it's surprising when you get those private messages on Facebook where you invest 100, you'll get back $300 a week or something. Yeah. These guys constantly do that. That means there's people that actually give them money.
It's crazy. Right. You're just giving your money to a stranger. They're like, these people don't want to just go out and learn themselves. They want it all done for them. You know, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, to me, that blows me away when they say to them, oh, invest 100 a week, you'll get 300 back a week. Like how could that be even humanly possible?
It sounds to be true, it more often than not is, right? Like people just don't want to understand that.
Exactly. So that's what we do. So a lot of people come in our chat and then they ask us like, what's a scam, what's not. And we have some smart people and we do our best to guide people. We offer signals for $10 a month. We have thousands of people that subscribe off it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. And then we have a TA team and we built a deep learning algorithm bot.
Yeah.
So it helps us like pick up pumps, helps us pick up volume increases. So it helps us with like that GRS pump. Did you see that one on Binance?
Hey man, look, it looks like our time is coming to an end, but I'm going to message you on Instagram and we'll talk again for sure.
Brother, thank you.